Yes, please.
Okay, this meeting is now being recorded. Thank you for joining Latin Generation Panel meetings on 17th of May 2018. In the call, we have Bill, Dennis, Marjana, John Paul, and Pitinan. Over to you, Marjana.
Also, we have received excuses from the following member, Michael Boland, Hazem Hazik, Nehmet Bakht. They send their excuses. Okay. You can see the agenda for today call. My intention is to present, although I sent it before 2 days. It was not enough time to for you maybe to review my proposal of the first version of the report to integration panel. And some people have looked at it and gave their suggestions. Okay, Mats has joining and Sarmad also joined us. Welcome, Mats and Sarmad. Pitinan gave some suggestions. I will accept it later. Also, Ahmed has looked and gave some thoughts what should be corrected. Thank you. Oh, I'm thanking all of them. And I don't think we should what do you think? Should we look through the report now, or shall we give a few more days to the members to look at the report? Because that's the best I could do. I mean, I put all our results in one report. I removed all extra things to the agendas. So the report is almost clean. All the data which we provided are in it. And it is just good to for more people to see it and to give their suggestions and maybe find some error, because more eyes see more than myself. Anyone wants to comment my proposal? No one? I don't see any hands up. Okay. So please look at the report in the next few days. Please write your comments. And I will finish it probably on Sunday this week and send it to integration panel on Monday, probably. That's the draft plan.
So, Mirjana, this is Ahmad. I actually had a comment.
Please, I don't see. Oh, Mats, now
Mats
I
have, also has his hands
I now see the hands up, but before a few moments there was no hands up. Okay, please, Sarmad, proceed.
Okay, so I actually had a comment on one of the sections on excluded code points.
Okay.
Actually, to me, I think it seemed a bit, part of it seemed a bit redundant. So section 5.5, which talks about code points proposed to be added in the next version of MSR.
Okay.
I think that's probably already now passed, right? So at least the way it's presented, it seems like this is something which is going to be done in the future. And then there's already discussion around that these have actually been excluded in MSR 3 in 5.4.3. So after the discussion in 5.4.3, I'm not really sure it's, you know, I can just, the way it's structured, 5.5, the next section doesn't sort of follow
You mean from... it is better to move this proposed new, because I think it is necessary to present what we found is missing in MSR2. Probably you are right. The structure of the report is a little bit...
So I was thinking, for example, if you want to keep that, maybe suggest it in a way that these were the six core points which were proposed for MSR3 inclusion, and okay, a subset was approved and the other subset was not approved for certain reasons, but okay, really should be perhaps referring to a discussion in the past, not perhaps the way it's written right now. It seems to be referring to a discussion in the future.
Future, yeah, I agree completely with you. Thank you very much for this comment. I'll try to restructure it. I mean, to structure better the report, probably I will move all these proposed new letters up in the report before excluded and say which one are included and which one are excluded and refer it as a finished thing. I mean that everything is done up to now. I'll try to make it better. Thank you very much for this. Mats?
Well, maybe there are some comments that we should discuss.
Okay.
Instead of just letting it be for further reading, if you have found anything that you want to discuss in the comments, it could be good to raise it now.
Okay, we can pass through the comments, because before this meeting only two or three comments were there. There is much more now. Let's pass through it. Okay, I agree completely with you, because Pitinen proposed something which is completely correct, and I wanted to accept her proposal, her comments, and. Okay. Yes, Pitinen proposed that those two lines are also mentioned below, so these two lines should be removed. I think it is okay. Any other opinion about it? I don't think so. So is someone writing the comment right now? Because this... Dennis, he's writing something. This line may be removed. It is implicit in the procedure by use of MSRT. Okay. Okay, I agree with it. Any other opinion about this? Mats, please.
Mats, yeah.
Yes, Mats. I think it depends on the audience. If the audience is IP, of course, it's completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
If the audience is less knowledged people, then it could be relevant to point out.
We had the same sentence in our proposal for creating generation panel, and my personal opinion is important to repeat as many times as it is possible that only lowercase letters are accepted, because I was present in some other working groups when people were confused and insisting that uppercase letters should be used and so on. So there is still a lot of misunderstanding in the internet in the community, especially in the community where the people are using only ASCII characters, that uppercase letters are allowed. But we should insist in this, although it is written in MS, it is in the procedure by and by use of MSR3, nobody will, ordinary user will not go to MSR3 and look what is written there. I mean, MSR3 is somehow for some Sarmat, please proceed.
Right. So I'd actually like to make two comments here.
Okay.
So I guess in favor of keeping it, actually, I would suggest even go further and elaborate a bit more. The first point is actually for Latin script, because for other scripts, I think it's probably lesser important, but for Latin script, it becomes even more important because generally ASCII, uppercase and lowercase, is allowed in domain names, and which is also Latin. And now we are actually going into IDNs, and I think some distinction need to be made on, what is the context of ASCII versus IDNs, and why uppercase is not allowed in, for example, IDNs. So some discussion to that effect, I think, is important. Another very important factor which comes into play here is relevance of uppercase in definition of variants. And I think it becomes almost a critical discussion on whether uppercase should be considered or not, because that obviously has a very direct impact on what variant sets are actually going to be. So I was actually going to suggest that this may actually be expanded, at least in those two contexts.
Thank you, Sarmad, very much for this proposal. I think it is important to cover these two things, but is there any volunteer who could add some text about these two points Sarmad suggested? Because I am not, let's say, qualified enough to discuss about it. No volunteers? Okay, please think about it, and if there is any person who could, if there is a person who could help me with this text in the way Sarmad suggested, give me a mail or add the text in the report, or maybe Sarmad could help us to adding this text. We shall see how shall we finish it. Any other? Sorry, Mats, please. Mats. Oh.
So. Does that mean that we have agreed on keeping the text and maybe expanding it and refusing the comment by Dennis or suggestion by Dennis? I'm in favor of keeping it because I think that
redundancy
is nothing bad. Redundancy is good.
Yes, sometimes it is good. Yeah, I agree with you. I also think it is important for IDNs to keep these things clear and, as I said, repeat as much as it is necessary. And if we find someone who could elaborate a little bit the use of uppercase and lowercase letters in the scope of IDNs, I'll be very grateful to the person who could submit some more text about it. But at this moment, I'm sure we should keep this comment. And sorry, Dennis, we think it is important to be in the report. At least I think it is. Dennis, do you have something against it, keeping it? Dennis is not saying anything.
Dennis typing in the chat is okay.
Oh, okay. I cannot look all these windows. Sorry. Thank you, Dennis. Shall we go forward to find some other comments? Yeah, those are just corrections of the text Dennis was doing. Thank you for it. Yeah, now we have some correction. Criteria for selection of level 5 languages with the specific language has. Oh, he just changed my sentence, which might be a little better English than mine one, okay? Now we are here. You saw, I cannot count how many code points are in MSR3 now. I have counted so many code points that I'm not willing to count anything more. So, also, all the code points from MSR2 are included in MSR3. There is no excluded MSR code points from MSR2 to MSR3. If you think we can put it MSR, because my thoughts was because we started with MSR2, I have to point it here, but for me it is equally right to put here MSR3 also. Mats, please. Your hand is up, Mats.
I'm sorry, I'm mute and I forget to unmute.
Okay.
The Latin code points in MSR3 are the same as in MSR2, except for the added code points that we requested.
Okay.
So those are three or four, I don't remember right now.
Three.
So those three. So those three code points were added. Besides that, MSR3 is identical to MSR2.
So
when it comes to Latin script.
Yeah, when it comes to Latin script. So this should be something like this: 198 MSR3 code points verified. Then the second sentence could be as it was, and as it is now, and the third bullet can stay like this. Do you agree with this? Am I right?
We have Bill raising hand.
Bill, please.
Yes, I would say I would like to keep reference to MSR2 simply because I would like us to take credit for making recommendations to expand the MSR. And if we start with what was in MSR2 and then say, yeah, and we made these additional recommendations and three of them were accepted, that makes clear where it came from.
Thank you, Bill. Mats? Your comment?
Yes, I would second Bill, and I think that we should be explicit to say that we started with MSR2, and then MSR3 was accepted during the process, and the update of MSR3 was in Latin script was due to the code points that we proposed.
Yeah, Bill, Dennis, that's okay. I don't feel strongly either way. So if my wording here is not perfect, please, someone whose English language is better than mine, Bill or Mats, could you please clarify those statements which are written here? I mean, in the sense we have discussed it now.
By the way, Majana, Dennis' chat was for earlier comments.
Oh, sorry.
Yep.
Sorry, I cannot follow all the things. Thank you, Pitinan, for helping me.
Right.
Okay, Mats is typing, or who? Yeah, I think Mats is typing here. Mats. Okay. Okay, Dennis, I will section two. I'm writing it. Adding reference to MSR2. Because we started with it and okay.
Yeah.
Is everybody satisfied with this now?
We have Mats raising hand.
Mats, please. Mats.
I think that Dennis has a point that in section two, we talk about MSR3. And I think that we should there refer to MSR2 and MSR3.
Okay. Should you do this, please? Will you do this, please? Yeah. Okay. Is Mats, are you typing in section two, or will you do this later?
I'm typing, but let's okay. Go on.
Let's go on. Okay. Thank you. Let's go on, Pitinen. So we have some corrections done by Dennis. I will accept them because they are giving better senses to my to the text which was presented there. Yeah, those principles, I just copied it as it was in the last version of the principles we had. Now we have the tables, repertoire table produced by Sarmad's team, Sarmad's and Pitinen team, which looks nice, with a few comments about inclusion and inclusion of the code points. I think we could left them to see how we worked actually. And then Pitinen proposed that those references for inclusion should be moved in the references in the section 9. I think it is okay. I just put it here because I have no special reason. I just included it like this. I will move it in the section 9. And let's see what we have after that. Code points excluded. Yeah, I had this suggestion from Sarmad that the report should be a little bit restructured to have a more logical way how the things were going on. So I will do it, and when I finish it, I will ask you to look at it and comment it again. And if we had more comments for discussion, we should postpone sending of the report until our next meeting. Explaining what their security concerns were. Yes, Bill, you are right, but that's their responsibility. I'm not willing to discuss in this report what was their intention and why they think it is a security problem. We should present the situation as it is. Mats, please.
Well, I forgot to lower my hand, but I think that they claim that they are too similar to code points that are forbidden in IDNA, like exclamation mark and etc.
Yeah, and Sarmad also rose the hand. Sarmad?
Thank you, Mariana. So I guess one thing you could potentially do if you would like is to refer to the overview document which discusses, I guess, some of these details for MSR3 in case you want to, I guess, Bill is suggesting to include some discussion, so that may be actually an indirect way to get that discussion, at least pointed to that discussion, you know, if you think that is needed. Thank you.
I'm a little bit confused. I didn't read the whole MSR3 document. And Sarmad, you are suggesting that there is some explanation why these three code points are not included in MSR3. It is written there.
Yeah, so I can find that link and,
please,
you know, share it in the comments here, and then you can decide whether you want to include that.
To add something or not. Yes, please. Will you be so kind to share the link with us, and we could discuss about it.
I'll also share the relevant section.
Yeah, please, please. Okay, Bill, we shall decide about this comment later when we see what is written in MSR3 document. Bill, please.
Yes, you want that's fine with me.
That's fine with you. Okay, thank you. Shall we go further? So this comment from Pitinen, and also the first comment from Sarmad, for a little bit restructuring of the document, I'll do it. Thank you very much. So let's think it will be solved in the future version of the document. And now we have just a rough template, what should be done with principles, but this work is in progress, and we could leave it as it is. It could be changed in the future. That's just a very, very draft template. And after that, we have, I think we have, all contributors and references, contributors, we shall decide about it at the end of the whole. I don't want to discuss it at this moment, and the references, probably we should update them if there is more references than those ones. And I will put also references for two code points included also in this section somehow. Okay, after that we have a table of languages which we have used for which we have processed, and after that those tables which are showing the amount of work we have done, I mean some statistics about languages we have processed. I thought it is not important to be in the main document. If someone wants to see what we have done, he or she could refer to the appendix. Sarmad, please.
Thank you, Mariana. Just a couple of comments. First of all, there was an initial discussion where I guess you'd suggested that we redo the code points in order of Unicode rather than the sequence they are in right now. Or do you want us to just keep it like this?
I don't know. I first reordered it by myself. Then I decided not to reorder it. I wanted to discuss it with the panel. Because the both things has their, are good in some way. This way we have presented it, we can see all the variation of one letter almost on the same, one by one, I mean in the same group, or somehow letters are grouped together with all the headings. Oh, sorry. And on the other hand, it looks more, let's say, prudent or more right to order it in the Unicode way, but by the Unicode code points. But on the other side, we shall have LGR produce LGR. I mean, when we put this table in your tool, it will produce another table which is ordered in Unicode code points, and it will produce also LGR for including in it in the root zone. So I don't know. Any opinion from the community, I mean from the panel, what do you think? Should we leave the table like this, or should we order it by Unicode code point? Or what will be the preferable way for integration panel to present it? I mean, how they would like this table to be presented? Mats?
Well, I think it depends on the audience of the document.
Again.
Because if the audience is more, if it's not IP, it's more widespread, I think that having it by shape, if I can say that, makes more sense. Because then you see the variation of characters that are very similar but are differ by additional strokes, etc. If it's only for IP, I think that for them it's neater if it's in Unicode order. Probably it doesn't make much difference to them, but maybe it's better to have in Unicode order. But I think that we should be consistent in either way. Right now, there are some code points that are not in the right position as to its shape. So,
okay.
So that should be corrected then.
Okay. Yeah, probably. I also saw that some code points are not in the same group in glyph group, let's say like this, shape group, like the for example, X is outside and so on. Yeah, yes. It could be done. Let's hear what Bill has to say.
Yes, I basically agree with Matt. My thought would be this particular document, since it's basically our final document, less all of the variant discussion, is going to be strictly for IP. So for this one, I would put it in Unicode order. But I think when we get to the final document, which is going to be a public document, we'll want to put it in order by shape, if you will. And that's, I realize that makes extra work, but Sarmad, have I correctly assumed what this document is for, as opposed to the final document?
So this is Sarmad, just to, I guess, respond to that. So eventually, I think you are drafting this document for larger community review. And I think when IP review this document for you, obviously they will do a technical review, but they will also do a review from that perspective that whether all the information is presented reasonably well from a public community, I guess, review perspective. I was actually going to even suggest a third option, which was that you could use one version in the document and you could redo the version other way and use it, include it as an appendix in the same document so that people can actually have both views. And they can pick and choose whichever view they prefer. The usefulness of the other view, of course, is that if you have a particular code point and you want to see whether it's included or not, it's very hard to find that in this order. And so, having a a chart which is ordered by Unicode actually makes searching much easier for people who want to do it that way. But in any case, I think arguably, I think both versions could actually be included, one in appendix and one in the main document. It's really up to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sarmad, for these suggestions. I like it. For this suggestion, I like it very much. Yeah, because for you are completely right with this discussion, Mats.
Well, I think that we should have the same order now as in the final document, so that we don't have change. I think that is what Sarmad says too. When it comes to searching for a specific code point, if you want to look up a certain code, you know, the Unicode code, it's very simple to do that also in this document, because you can search for the number and you will find it. But if you have it ordered by Unicode and you will look at code points or glyphs with the same shape, then it's very complicated if it's sorted by Unicode.
Yeah, I think Sarmad proposed that we, in the main document, include something which will be used by integration panel. I mean, the same document, the same table sorted by Unicode code point, and that we keep this table as it is, as an appendix, and ordered in the same way, grouped by the glyphs. That was Sarmad's proposal. Bill, please.
Yes, I think the table in the main document should be ordered by glyph, if you will, and the appendix, which is more technical, ordered by Unicode code point.
Mats, please.
I second the Bill's proposal. I think that makes more sense.
Okay. We shall do this, and we shall see what integration panel should say, and they will insist to put the the table from appendix in the main document, but we can do as we think it is good for the first draft, and we should discuss their comments later when we receive it. Okay, so we concluded that we shall leave any other opinions. No, at this moment. So we shall include glyph groups in the main document and as an appendix, and say somewhere that in the appendix C, for example, is the same table ordered by Unicode code points. Sarmad, please.
Yes. So just following up on that, there's still some, I think, code points which would need to be ordered.
Repositioned, yes.
I think that probably then still needs to be done, because I saw at the end there are some O's and E's which probably should be moved up and so on. But in any case, so that was, I had a second comment, which was that... I guess this document is already looking in reasonably good shape. So my suggestion would be that instead of trying to delay this further for wordsmithing, because I think you'll get more opportunity to wordsmith later on, even after the IP review. And so what I would suggest is that we try to close a version and send to IP and get their feedback, and I think that can actually help us do the wordsmithing.
In improving the document, because substantial comments, we discussed it now, and I shall see when I revise again the document. I hope we can agree that we could send the document as it is to integration panel and to see their reaction. Any objection to this proposal? After I include all the and do all the things we have discussed it now, them now. No hands up, no comments. Okay, at this moment we shall close the discussion about first draft version of the our report to integration panel, and we can go to the next item in our agenda. I think it is something, yeah, the next item. I just put two items in the agenda, but it might be one item at the end. So I want to ask Dennis to say where we are now about when variants in it are in question. Please, Dennis, proceed. If
thank you, Mijana. Dennis, thank for you. The record.
Thank you, Dennis.
So yeah, so just as a recap, we created the three worksheets toward the cross-grid analysis with Cyrillic, Greek, and Armenian. Those are posted in somewhere in the mailing list. If you look 2 weeks back, you should find those emails and the worksheet links. Right now, I'm in the process of processing the feedback that I have received from the team, Michael, Bill, and Michael. So soon I should be done with that. And with that, we will start with the second inspection. And that's basically where we are today. Any questions, comments?
But you proposed that we should include developing in according to I mean cross-crypt analysis worksheets. Do you want them to present now, or what was your intention with this proposal for the agenda?
No, just to give an update, Mirjana, as to where we are.
Oh, you just wanted to have an update. Okay.
Yeah. And get reactions from the panel as to, any comments or observations. We're following the process that we intended to follow within the first inspection. So every worksheet will go through two inspections. So we are done with the first one. Cleaning up the document. Michael had numerous valiant candidates outside the what we was captured in the document. So I'm populating those fields and just cleaning up the document and recording all the information so that we can start the second inspection. And after the second inspection, we as a panel, we can gather again and finalize all the candidates for Vanian.
Thank you, Dennis. Bill, please proceed.
I just wanted to mention that Dennis, I've started doing the second inspection where in the places where the first inspection was already done. I hope that's okay.
Yes, Bill. I'll just look for my email when I say start with a second inspection, because as a turnout, I'm adding new rows based on Michael's input. So there may be some new fields that you might want to go back. So yeah, it's fine if you do it now. I mean, you're just going ahead of the team. But when I send the email to start the second section, just go back, check if there is any new lines in your section.
Okay, can do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, that's nice. So the variant process is progressing. We shall have results relatively soon. Okay. That's all what I had for today. Any other business?
Mirjana, I have one request.
Please, Dennis.
Yeah, so we are short of one person because Michael had to excuse himself. Yeah, he's doing vacation, moving, yeah. So he won't be available in the next weeks. So I'm looking for one person to step up and fill his inspection task. So if anyone can do that, please let me know.
Yes, please. If there is any person from the panel who is present, also we could ask, please, Dennis, because we have just 6 or 7 persons here on the call. Will you be so kind to send the request to our list that we are looking for one more volunteer for processing variants? Maybe someone will send you someone will respond to your request. I will do by myself, but I'm I'm doing so many things in this moment, so I can't step in. I'm sorry. Please write to the list. Write to the list. Maybe someone who is not on the list will join the inspection of the variants. I think that's the best I can offer at this moment.
Yeah, will do.
Thank you very much. Any other business? No hands up, nothing. So we could close the meeting. Thank you very much for being present to this call. We are progressing very well. I'm satisfied. So thank you very much. We shall hear each other in 2 weeks again, probably with some more things to think about. And now we can close the meeting. Thank you, Pitinen.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Bye all. Have a nice day, evening, or
night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.